March can be a perplexing month weather-wise, but there are plenty of arts events to consider in the month where we reach out of winter and into spring, and in which we celebrate St. Patrick and a few other things and people. This is our First Friday Arts segment, a perusal of arts events coming to the region in the coming weeks, and it is all listener-supplied content. The phone calls make the segment. So if you've got an arts event to talk about, an arts event to talk about, or multiples arts events, on stage or on the walls, call 800-838-3760. If you get a busy signal, try again. At the moment we're full, I'll tell you when a line opens up. Let us start with Livia in Ashland at Livia Janice Productions.
Good morning, Jeffrey, and I love that song you just played.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah. So Livia Janice Productions is producing a tribute to the life and music of Frank Sinatra, starring David King Gabriel, at the Bellevue Grange, March 16th and 17th, 23rd and 24th at 8, and the 18th and 25th at 2. So two consecutive weekends starting March 16th. And I got to say, they were rehearsing at my house. It's incredible. They've got a live jazz band behind them, musical director and arranger Brent Olstads on keyboard, Daryl Fieldheim on barry sax, tenor sax, and flute, Steve Thane on bass, Steve Sutson on drums, and then Rebecca Campbell's narrating a script by Charles Cherry, who wrote the Ella Fitzgerald tribute that we did. And she's doing a couple of duets, including, I think, either Strangers in the Night. I don't think she's doing These Boots Are Made for Walking, but we've got 22 songs, and they are the best of the best. It was so hard to put this one together. We started out with 40 must-do.
Wow.
And we had to break it down to 22, but it's an incredible show. Tickets are only $20, and they're available at Paddington or online at LiviaJaniceProductions.org.
So night shows on 16, 17, 23, 24 of March, you said, and then matinees on the 18th and 25th?
Exactly. And I will honor Oregon Trail cards at the door. So if anybody has those and wants to come, I'll certainly honor those at the door. And for anybody who doesn't remember Frank Sinatra, I mean, for 50 years, he defined not only music for radio and television, but he was an Oscar-winning movie star. You know, he was loved by some, hated by some, but he was always remembered, and that's what we're celebrating. Back when lyrics were witty, sultry, and unforgettable, remember those days?
Right. It seems a while, but we're dating ourselves.
Yeah, so it includes songs like Old Black Magic, Luck Be a Lady, That's Life, of course, My Way, September Song, you know, the best of the best.
Okay, so Frank Sinatra as portrayed by David King Gabriel at Bellevue Grange.
Yes, and thank you so much.
Thanks for calling in to First Friday Arts. Always good to hear from you, Olivia. Let's move on. That opens up a phone line now at 800-838-3760. And we now give the floor to Thomas at JC Concerts.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
Howdy. What's going on?
Well, we've got pianist Stephen Von Howard is going to be performing our third concert of our four-concert season. All performances are at the North Medford High School Auditorium, and this one is on Sunday, March 25th, so coming up. He's a fantastic pianist. We sent you an audio clip of a Rachmaninoff Prelude in G minor. Can you play that?
I don't have it. I don't know when you sent it. I didn't see it in my inbox when I left yesterday.
Okay, well, I'm sorry about that then. Anyway, it's going to be a fantastic concert. He's very well known in Europe. He specializes in Schumann, Schubert, Liszt, Chopin, and Debussy, and it's going to be a great concert. The tickets are $25 for adults, $10 for students. You can purchase them online at jcconcerts.org or at the door, or you can give us a call at 541-734-4116.
jcconcerts.org, and what time on March 25th?
All our concerts are at 3 p.m. on Sundays.
Okay. That is JC Concert Stephen Von Howard at North Medford High School Auditorium, March 25th at 3 p.m. Thank you, Thomas.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Good to talk to you. Let's open up another phone line at 800-838-3760 and welcome in Jeff from Ashland with London Live in Ashland.
That's right. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. Yes, this is a new project which will bring plays, opera, and ballet from London theatres to the Varsity Cinema in Ashland. And our first screening will be Twelfth Night from the Royal Shakespeare Company on March the 11th at 10 o'clock and on March 12th at 1 o'clock.
And so with London Live, these are actual live performances being beamed to Ashland or something?
The technical term is captured live. The 12th Night performance was actually recorded on February the 14th, and it will be screened live and unedited, and there will be interviews with members of the cast, etc., before the screening and during the intermission.
Okay, so a chance to enjoy British-caliber stuff on the big screen at Varsity Theatre in Ashland.
Absolutely, and later in the month, on March the 25th and 26th, we'll be screening Tosca, Verdi's Tosca, from the Royal Opera.
All right, and we have...
lots to look forward to.
Okay, yep. We have Penny Metropolis coming in a week to give us some further details.
Indeed.
About this, so appreciate you getting the subject in front of us now.
Right, and it's on the JPR community calendar, it's on the Varsity website, and if you need more details, we have a Facebook page, London Live in Ashland.
London Live in Ashland. Okay, looking forward to talking to Penny next week. Jeff, good to talk to you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Take it easy. This is First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange. Phone line open now at 800-838-3760. And we have on the line Steve from the New Zone Gallery in Eugene. Welcome.
Good morning, Jeffrey, and welcome to this wonderful snowy day. We are having our Zone for All Spring Edition. This is a non-juried open art exhibition. We have this twice a year. We'll have a fall edition later in October. We have over 230 local artists, I should say, pieces from our local artists. Again, this is a non-joint show. The opening reception is tonight. It will start at 5:30 and run throughout the month of March. We're located at 220 West 8th, the old former liquor store in downtown Eugene. We now call it the only place to get a decent drink for your eyes. We hope that people can come out. Music will be by Zybeck. I can't remember his first name, but he'll be playing solo guitar. And Jeffrey Zybeck, I think it is. And the opening will be at 5:30. We will have Ninkasi beer. We are celebrating 10 years of partnership with Ninkasi. They give us a free keg of beer every month to pour out to the crowds. So please come on out. You can check us out at www.newzonegallery.org. Thank you.
Newzonegallery.org, 221 West 8th Street in Eugene. Steve, thanks. Good to hear from you.
220 West 8th.
220, sorry. I moved you down by one number. Okay.
Have all a good day.
All right, take care. 800-838-3760 for the phone line, just vacated by New Zone Gallery to get onto our First Friday Arts segment. And for the first time, we welcome Galloway Stevens from the Oregon Cabaret Theater. Pleasure to talk to you after having seen you on stage several times.
Oh, well, thank you so much, Jeffrey. I appreciate that.
So what's going on at the Cabaret? You got a busy month coming up.
Yeah, we have a busy month coming up, and we want to let our audiences know what they can see. You know, right now we have the Million Dollar Quartet performing at the Cabaret. For anyone who doesn't know, the story is about one night when producer of Sun Records, Sam Phillips, brought together Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis together for one night only. It is an exceptionally electric show, and we don't want anyone to miss it. Tickets are selling really fast. Now, the show runs through April the 15th, but we have added some evening performances at 8 p.m. for the month of March to let you know what those dates are. That is Sunday, March 18th, Sunday, March 25th, and Wednesday, March 28th. But even with these added performances, again, tickets are selling like hotcakes, and we don't want anyone to miss out. Also coming up in the month of March, we have our One Night Only series. This is when we invite special guest artists to come in for one night only. Want to let everyone know that we have Wednesday, March the 14th, all-female comedy improv group, The Hamazons. Very funny group. Don't want to miss that. And then on Wednesday, March 21st, we have local band favorite, The Bathtub Gin Serenaders. And that promises to be a great time. So both of those performances also start at 8 p.m. So if, you know, for our audiences, anyone who wants to see part of our One Night Only series or tickets to the Million Dollar Quartet or anything else that's happening at the Oregon Cabaret, you know, we want everyone to please contact us for tickets or more information. Contact our box office at 541-488-2902 or visit our website OregonCabaret.com, and that would be good too.
Galloway, is it true that it's fairly exciting if you sit close to the Jerry Lee Lewis character's piano for Million Dollar Quartet?
Oh man, are you telling? Let me tell you something. That is an electrified performance right there with Jerry Lee Lewis. It is one of the hot seats in the house. That is for sure.
Looking forward to a Million Dollar Quartet through April 15th. You said.
That is correct.
At Oregon Cabaret, Galloway Stevens, good to have you on the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday.
Oh, thank you so much.
Take it easy. Okay, another phone line open now at 800-838-3760 as we welcome Teresa from Shepherd's Dream in Ashland to First Friday
good
Arts.
Good morning, hi. Jeffrey, and to your listeners, too. Hey, we moved Shepherd's Dream over to 42 East Main, mm-hmm. and we're very, very excited to be on the plaza now next to Martoli's Pizza. And we're hosting our favorite Pat Moore, fine art photographer. He's a local. He has some featured images that are local, regional, and he does some world traveling. In fact, last July of last year, he went to China and took 8,500 photographs. Of course, I didn't show all of those, but I did show a big presence. So we do have a number of different local images and from his world travel. I understand that you also have a snippet of the gentleman that's the cellist, Daniel Sperry, that I sent to you.
We do indeed. Let's play that now.
Thank you.
Daniel Sperry goes by the cello man, doesn't he? He plays in the park sometimes still?
Yes, he does. And he's a poet and a composer and a wonderful man. I met him several months ago during the first Friday, I believe it was in December, and spoke to him and went to the park one day when it was beautiful out and spent some time listening to him, and we talked him into coming in. So he's going to be joining us. Hey, while you're here at Shepherd's Dream also, I have a free monthly a free monthly drawing, which we do every month, and these shows are really, really unique. And I'd love everybody to come out and just take a look at what we have to offer at Shepherd's Dream.
Okay, and now at 42 East Main Street in Ashland next to Martoli's Pizza.
Yes, and thank you so much for doing this, Jeffrey. We really appreciate it.
Always glad to have you here on First Friday Arts. Teresa, thank you for calling from Shepherd's
Dream.
Thank
you.
Take it easy. Let us move on. Open up a phone line at 800-838-3760 and talk to Mike at the Brit Music and Arts Festival. Hi, Mike.
Good morning, Jeffrey.
How are you?
Oh, I'm doing well. We're not doing anything quite yet. Well, we've got another announcement coming up this month. So on March 16th, we'll be announcing some other shows. But we're also doing an announcement this morning, and I thought I'd give the Jefferson Exchange listeners a little sneak preview. We have finally settled on a date for the Best of Brit event, which is a benefit for the education department at Brit.
Mm-hmm.
This is always a really fun thing every summer, and we've landed it right on June 21st. I think that's perfect. This is a whole evening that starts at 5 o'clock with food, beverages from local wineries and local restaurants. Western Beverage brings in the beer, too, so we've got tastings and all sorts of great things, and then auction, paddle call for the education department, and a really cool band. And this year, we're bringing in Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, which I don't know if you're familiar with them.
Uh-uh.
They are a very fun, eclectic band. They take pop songs and convert them into Broadway show tunes or jazzy songs. It's really fun. If you haven't seen them or heard of them, go check them out on YouTube because they put on some really cool videos as well.
Scott Bradley's Postmodern Jukebox, that'll be June 21st. What's the location?
This is going to be on the Brit Hill.
Mm-hmm.
It is a concert night. It's just one of our special concert nights where we do the whole Best of Brit event with it.
Sounds fun. Okay, something to look forward to. And more announcements of season acts coming later in this month, you say?
Yes. And by the way, tickets for that go on sale at 10 o'clock today. So if you want to get in on the concert right away, that's the way to do it. Otherwise, it'll go on sale when we do our March 16th announcement.
Okay, Mike, good to hear from you at the Brit Festivals, as always.
Thanks, Jeff.
Sure enough, First Friday Arts here on the Jefferson Exchange. Let's move on to Barbara at Liberty Arts in Wairika. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jeffrey. We're excited this time of year because we have our annual members show, and we always name it after a soup, and it is a soup with many ingredients. And this year, It's called minestrone. Unfortunately, we won't be serving minestrone, but we do have over 60 art pieces. It's a non-juried show, and it's only the members of Liberty Arts may submit one piece, which they have, of any sort of genre and media that they care to work in. So it's a very, very diverse show, and the opening is tonight from 5 to 7, and the show runs through March 31st. And it's a lot of sort of local area artists, but we also have artists who are members from Southern California and up in Washington. So it's sort of a West Coast thing. And the pieces are fun. There's encaustic, there's sculpture, there's, of course, painting, photography. So every sort of range of the art spectrum that you can imagine will be there.
Okay, so that's that the event runs through the end of the month, you said, for the 31st?
Yes. Till the 31st, and we're located at 108 West Minor Street in downtown Yreka.
Okay, always good to hear from you at Liberty Arts in Yreka. Thank you, Barbara.
Thank you, Jeffrey.
Take care. Let's move on to Dan at Camelot Theater and Talent. Welcome to First Friday Arts on the Jefferson Exchange.
Hey, Jeffrey, happy March.
Happy March to you. In like a lion.
It is. Actually, it is coming like a lion this year, and actually my voice is going to, may shake out here, but I'm hoping it's going to keep through for the spit here. Camelot's actually really coming in really strong like a lion as well with a Broadway classic by Irving Berlin. It is Annie Gets Her Gun, and we're excited about that show because we've done this before with our conservatory, but now we're doing it actually in the full production with live actors, full actors, and we're thrilled to be starring a couple that were in last year, Sabrina Valenzuela and Owen McDowell.
And now we have a clip, but it doesn't involve the two of them. So
it does, and unfortunately, Sabrina's been dealing with a cold, so we couldn't get a snippet of her. But I will tell you, it's better, and she's going to be really in great shape next week for the opening.
The plague
we have now, I think, is Keely McLean and Rigo Jimenez, which is doing a song for us.
Let's hear from them.
Melancholy March.
Nope. We don't know what to do. Yeah, it's the Camelot one.
I've got the question, I've had it for days.
I've got the answer, dear.
I'll put the question in one little phrase.
I'll say what you want to hear.
Who do you love, I hope?
So, Rigo Jimenez and Keely McLean from doing Who Do You Love, I Hope from Annie Get Your Gun, which is already open or is about to open?
No, it opens next week. We have two previews next Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday's preview is Pay What You Can, and then we have the Thursday preview. It actually opens next Friday the 7th, and it runs clear through Easter Sunday, April 1st.
Okay, a good long run for Annie Get Your Gun coming to Camelot Theater and Talent.
Great. Thank you, Jeffrey.
Thank you, Dan. Good to hear from you. Mm-hmm. Let's go to, we had Victoria at Baile Folklorico, I believe.
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for calling us on First Friday Arts.
Yeah, we're excited to be able to share this with you. We have the antidote for cold winter weather. Our Ballet Folklorico group invites everybody to experience an evening of the warmth and joy of Mexico. We are a local Mexican folk dance troupe, and you've probably seen us in the Ashland 4th of July Parade and the Oregon Shakespeare Festival Green Show.
And also in the Harvest Festival and Talent.
Absolutely. Thank you. Yeah, we perform about 30 times a year in different events, small and large. I sent in a clip, or at least a link to a clip, and I don't know if you were able to pull off any music from that.
If you send them after close of business on Thursday, I don't get them in time.
Okay, well, I don't know if it got there soon enough. But at any rate, it's we dance to mainly mariachi-style music, and we're having our 20th annual gala dance concert on Saturday, March 10th from 7 to 9:30 p.m. at Central Medford High School Auditorium. And this is really exciting for 20 years of doing these events. This show features colorful dances and songs from six regions of Mexico, danced by our advanced dancers, our kids' classes, and special guest dancers from Seattle, Washington, professional caliber group that we are close to. Plus, we have tamales at intermission. So something for the tummy, too.
Said the magic word. Saturday, March 10th, and what's the location again, Victoria?
Central Medford High School.
Okay.
On Oakdale.
Mm-hmm. And what time?
7 to 9:30. And we have some pre-sale tickets at El Tapatio Restaurant in Ashland or a Craft Warehouse in Medford. Mm-hmm. Tickets are $10 to $15 or at the door.
Oh, great. Thanks for calling us today on First Friday
Arts.
Okay.
Can I give the more information?
Sure, just a little more. Mm-hmm.
Okay, sorry. Phone, people can get more information by calling me at 541-261-1906,
mm-hmm,
or checking out our website, www.balletfolkra.org.
Ballet Folk, which is ra.org?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Ritmo Allegre is what the RA stands for, right?
Thank you.
Balletfolkra.org?
Yes.
Okay, great. Thanks again so much for calling, Victoria. Good to have you as
Thanks.
Our final person on
All
this
right.
First
Take
Friday
care.
Art. Take care. This is the end of our First Friday Art segment on the Jefferson Exchange. And to sing us out another song about March from Julie London, Melancholy March.
Melancholy March, your gloom is showing, your winds are blowing across the sky. Melancholy March, your clouds are crying, your trees are sighing as though they'll die. I know you're late for winter's day, too early for any spring. So we stand hand in hand, waiting for anything. Melancholy March, without a season, you have no reason or rhyme to be. Melancholy March, me.